Thank you for coming, even after lunch. Katie every year has a number of mentoring programs to bring new people in and let them do great things inside our community. And at Academy, we now have the tradition of letting some of them showcase what they've done. And we're going to do this this year again. And Pinak will start with a presentation about his work on Baloo.
Is Min with an intro to his work on LabPlot.
Hello. Hello.
My name is Ming. I'm a student of the University of Amsterdam. And today I would like to present my Google Summer of Code project for the lab project, LabPlot. So LabPlot is an application for scientific data plotting and analysis. It provides a subset of features that you can use to visualize your data and to manipulate the way with them to get some insight. But currently it supports only 2D data, and the aim of the Google Summer of Code project is to create a subset of features for manipulating with 3D data. And then it can be used for other projects in Canadian ecosystems like Cutter to do this stuff. And for this project, there are a lot of features that have been implemented to read from different data sources like matrix and spreadsheet in LabPlot. And in addition, it can read also other input files like OBSH and STL that represents different kind of 3D data representation. And application also can manipulate with different data structures like points, curves, or surfaces. Surfaces is just a subset of triangles that can be visualized in data space. So here you can see some screenshots where the surface in the wireframe mode is being visualized. And here the other data structures like points and surface in the center. And wireframe curves can also be visualized. This little red line around that connects this kind of points. And surfaces can also be represented in different way, like in triangles, correct elevation, or wireframe. And you can also combine these different features in one spreadsheet to visualize them and analyze them some way. So in this case, an user select one of them to see the difference between two surfaces. And on this slide, you can see level elevation according to that level. And also other features that has been implemented. And you can see on this slide. And that's it. So the future progress, you can follow me in Planet KDE. I'm writing something in my blog sometimes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And the next one is Scarlett showing work she did on a continuous integration system.
So basically, we redid the continuous integration system. We still use Jenkins, but we rebuilt all of the back end. I wrote in Groovy the DSL code to automatically generate all of the jobs. We remade all of our slaves. We are also, all of the DSL supports Windows and OS X, and soon to come Android, but we are working on the actual hardware. it's a lot of work, and it's always going to be a lot of work. I'm not sure what else to say.
And next up, I
our site?
Oh yeah, I sent you, I think, 3 minutes ago. I'm sorry. Is that a problem?
Okay.
It's a PDF, so. I'm a bit scared.
Really good.
Okay, so my name is Claudio, and I'm here to present my Google Summer of Code project, and he's talking with me because we're very close, our two projects are very close. Maybe some of you know the OCS protocol, the Open Collaboration Services protocol, which is a protocol that let users exchange content and ratings, comments, and it's a very social protocol. And we started writing the an open implementation server side of this protocol 4 years ago. And then we continued the development. And this year, with this Google Summer of Code project, we transformed it from a sort of hack to a real project. And so this is the first page that is shown when you install your server. And we're producing documentation, installation scripts, and configuration scripts.
For example, okay, come on, how can I change the slide?
Okay, this is the password that that the server asks you when you try to access the admin panel. And
okay,
we built this this handy admin panel because it's insane to think that we have to manage our server directly on the database. This is the configuration, the automatic configurator that try to guess the correct configurations for your environment, and it generates all the file needed also by the clients, because if you want to connect to our server with a Libatica based client or simply with an XML parser, you can do it. And I wrote some tests. For every call of the server, there is a test, so we're sure there's no regression. And then there's his part of the project, because I'm building, I'm writing the server, but he's writing the clients.
Okay, so my name is Francesco. As Claudio said, my project is quite close to his one, because I'm trying to provide a client to his server. And here you can see the what I call the user panel, that is just a page where every user can upload his and manage his content. So you can see that, for example, if you're a developer, you have a list of the application or desktop stuff that you have uploaded, so you can manage it in Vimex.
Okay. Okay.
Where you can see what happens if you click on edit, you can change the title, the download name. The screenshot MSA is a little bit old. Now you can also change the category where your content is placed. You can upload your content in the server, or if you have an external site, you can upload it there. And so when you have the... the application page. You can just click on download, and it goes or in the server or in your own site where you put before. I also thought about mobile portability. I'm using Bootstrap to size for mobile devices. Here's how it looks now. And I also had to provide a desktop client in when I wrote my proposal, I thought about a new application, but later speaking with my mentor and part of the community, we thought about it. But we won't may just suffice for this part. But I have to say that I have a quite problem after developing with it because I have stability problems with my computer. And so it's quite hard to build stuff with a computer that just don't start quite good with Kubuntu and Plasma. And try to change my configuration now to have something stable. Anyway, we think that's more or less all.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know if it is clear, but our two projects, the main target of our two projects is to replace Kili Loop because it's outdated and unmaintained, and so we're working to replace with a working set of tools, and we think we're gonna achieve it for the end of the year. That's what our two projects are about.
All right, we have a few more minutes left. Does anyone have questions for any of our speakers? Yes.
I'd like to ask Scarlett how her work is helping the developers. Fix your builds.
Very good point. All right, more questions?
When will the balloon indexer for this part will be released?
The question was when the balloon indexer will be released.